This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. There is a good chance that in the future, drones, or UAVs, will become more and more common in the agricultural world. However, not in the way that we originally expected. I remember during my time in K-State agronomy classes using spectral imaging from drones to find problem areas in the field and create variable application maps. Turns out that was rather technologically difficult and has mostly stayed in the research world. However, it is really looking like drones might have another future in ag that can be more directly applied, spraying fields. There are lots of times when running a spraying rig over the field is not a great option. Spraying fungicides when wheat is heading, when corn is tasseling, or when soybeans are blooming means a certain amount of crop loss because of tire crush. There are also plenty of times when ground is entirely too wet to hold up a spray rig. Many farmers end up hiring out planes and helicopter applicators to get the job done. This leads some farmers to now considering doing an aerial application themselves with the use of drones, no pilot's license required. It's not that easy, however. There are still lots of obstacles to overcome before drone applications are a possibility. First off, spray drones, associated tank, and charging systems are not cheap. Most of these drones carry between 5 to 15 gallons of spray, and their battery life goes pretty fast. This means they are always flying back and forth to the refill truck as they work across the field. This also means their application rates are just a few gallons per acre. Compare that to ground rigs with a common application rate of 20 gallons per acre, or an airplane rate of around 6 gallons per acre. It looks like these drones are going to have to get bigger if they are going to start to compete in the field-size agriculture, and that is just where the industry is going. Current designs are bringing up the sizes to 15 to 20 gallons. Considering these drones are carrying nearly 200 pounds of weight, they are huge in size and carried on the back of a truck. This puts them way over the FFA 55-pound drone limit, which brings up the licensings. The most simple drone license is really just a hobby certificate for little drones that people fly for fun. This is something you can get online and it's fairly easy. To fly commercially, you'll need a remote pilot certification from the FFA. If I understand it right, a special exemption has to be obtained because these drones are way over 55-pound maximum allowed by the FAA. The drones themselves need to be registered by the FAA and the KDA needs to know the make and model with the chemical being applied. Of course, with any field application, the proper private or commercial applicator license is needed. So, while drone applications is still easier than getting a pilot's license, it still requires a number of licenses and certifications. There are some herbicides and pesticides that are specifically prohibited to be aerially applicated. But most that are allowed to be aerially applicated don't have specific guidelines for drones. Application rates and restrictions need to be followed if aerial applications are listed on the label. If you have any questions about pesticide licensings, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.